Yesterday, the U.S. Labor Department said employers added 175,000 jobs. That's more than economists had expected, but the U.S. unemployment rate is still high. Yet many employers say they can't find the kind of employees they need, workers with specific skills. Economists say the U.S. has a skills gap. Companies just can't find workers who are ready to do the jobs that they need to be filled. Now, the Obama administration says that something is wrong with America's job training program, and it wants to find out how to fix it. From Atlanta, Susan Capelluto reports.
President Obama freely admits that America doesn't do a good job of training workers. Here he is speaking at a GE plant in Wisconsin earlier this year.
And we've got to move away from what my labor secretary, Tom Perez, calls train and pray. You know, you train workers first, and then you hope they get a job.
In other words, not enough Americans are training for the jobs industry needs. Just look at the job openings. There are about 4 million nationwide, but still 10 million people are unemployed. That's according to government labor statistics. The White House has tapped Vice President Joe Biden to review America's jobs programs. That's a move welcomed by industry, including the German-American Chamber of Commerce in Atlanta. That's where Martina Stelmasek works with about 1,500 German companies throughout the South.
It's pretty much that middle gap. So they have no problems finding engineers. I mean, they're great engineers in the United States, or really very low qualified jobs. There is also no problem filling that. But it's really that middle segment where in Germany we have the vocational training system to exactly train for that.
Stelmasek is talking about the 3-year apprenticeship German workers must undergo before being certified in a skilled job. They work 3 or 4 days at a company and go to school for 1 or 2 days a week. And it's the Chamber of Commerce which gives out the certificates and decides what's being taught in VOTEC schools.
If you have a certificate that you're an electrician, it doesn't matter if you do it in Hamburg or in Berlin. Companies know what they get.
And that, she says, trips up some Europeans hiring U.S. workers.
You don't really know what you get. I mean, if someone tells you they're an electrician, they could have just exchanged light bulb at an amusement park, or they could have really worked maybe complex problems.
But Stelmasek knows it's impossible to import such an elaborate program to the U.S. because it grew out of the old guild system of the 1800s and counts on reciprocity. Every company trains workers that can leave after 3 years, even to the competition. But it's also the reason Germany isn't seeing a skills gap like the U.S.
If you tell everybody, get a college education, that gets you into the middle class. Doesn't matter what you major in, you know, you just need that college degree. Well, is it any surprise?
Raymond Hill is an economist at Emory University. He says boosted by college financial aid policies, that get to college message worked in the U.S. for a while as manufacturing went offshore and many factory jobs were lost. But now, higher wages in China and a U.S. energy boom are making a difference.
Now we see this manufacturing coming back to us, and that's really what we have to get ourselves prepared for.
Hill is banking on a local approach to create a skilled workforce where companies partner more closely with tech schools. Industry-tailored job programs are a growing trend. For example, in Tennessee, Volkswagen partnered with Chattanooga's community college to import the first full 3-year apprenticeship from Germany. Later this year, the Obama administration will award one grant in each state to a community college with the most promising job training program. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR News.